Hello and welcome to the Business Today News Podcast. I'm Rashi. Here are the top stories. After questioning former Finance Minister P. Chidambaram in custody, the CBI is likely to file a charge sheet in the INX media case by end of this month. Sources reportedly said the charge sheet will be filed against 10 accused, including few companies which were allegedly involved in the case. The charge sheet is likely to reduce Chidambaram's chances of getting bail. Union Transport Minister Nitin Gadkari on Monday defended hefty fines under the new Motor Vehicle Act, saying that even he has been fined for overspeeding on the Bandra-Worli C-Link in Mumbai. "People are complaining about the higher penalties. Even I have been fined for overspeeding in Mumbai as the car was registered under my name," news agency ANI quoted the Union Minister for Road Transport and Highways as saying this. As India faces complex security threats, the government has firmed up a mega plan to spend Rs 13,000 crore to bolster combat capability of the armed forces in the next 5 to 7 years. Official sources said the government has decided on a broad plan to speed up modernization of the Army, Navy and the Air Force, under which a range of critical weapons, missiles, fighter jets, submarines and warships will be procured in the next few years. Paytm's parent company, 197 Communications Limited, reported a significant loss and a marginal increase in revenue in the last financial year. On a consolidated basis, that includes businesses like Paytm Money, Paytm Financial Services, Paytm Entertainment Services and others. The company reported a net loss of Rs 4,217 crore from Rs 1,604 crore a year ago, as per the company's annual report. Losses in this period increased more than double. Sale of automobiles in India crashed by 23.5% in August, the worst ever decline in a month on a year-on-year basis since the time industry body Society of Indian Automobile Manufacturers has been collating data from 1997-98. The worst hit has been passenger vehicle segment that saw its 10th straight monthly decline and in 13 of the last 14 months. Tata Group's Infinity Retail, which owns and runs the Croma Electronics retail chain, plans to raise Rs 750 crore from the holding company Tata Sons over the next 2 years to finance its expansion plans. In a bid to raise funds, Infinity Retail last month increased its authorized share capital to Rs 2,000 crore from Rs 1,000 crore to issue fresh equity to the parent company. And that's all we have for you today. Goodbye for now.